Good morning, South Africa, and welcome. This Radio K Pulpit and Radio Pulpit calling. Hello. I've got such wonderful news. I want to share with you this morning from God's holy word. It's a word not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord God Almighty. And then you will know that the Lord Almighty has sent me to you. Zechariah 4, verse 9. When you hear this, then you will know that the Lord Almighty has sent me to you, not by might. Will you rebuild this walls, but by my spirit? Zechariah chapter 4. Then the angel who talked with me returned and woke me up, like someone awakened from a deep sleep. And he asked me, "What do you see?" And I answered, "I see a solid gold lampstand, and this lampstand with a bowl at the top and seven lamps on it, with seven channels to the lamps. Also there are two olive trees by it, one on the right of the bowl and the other on its left." And I asked the angel who talked with me, "What are these, my Lord?" And he answered, "Do you not know what these are?" "No, my Lord," I replied. So he said to me, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord, the Almighty One." This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord God Almighty. What are you, mighty mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you will become level ground, mountain. And then he will bring out the capstone to shout of God blessed, God blessed. Then the word of the Lord came to me again, and the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this temple. His hands will also complete it. Then you will know that the Lord Almighty has sent me to you. Who dares despise the day of small things? Since the seven eyes of the Lord that range throughout the earth will rejoice when they see the chosen capstone in the hand of Zerubbabel. Then I asked the angel, "What are these two olive trees on the right and the left of the lampstand?" Again I asked him, "What are these two olive branches beside the two gold pipes that pour out golden oil?" He replied, "Do you not know what these are?" "No, my Lord," I said. So he said, "These are the two who are anointed to serve the Lord of all the earth. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord." This is such an important message from the prophet Zechariah, when they had to rebuild the wall. The unseemingly impossibility. There were no skills left. The masonries, they didn't know how to build walls, how to chop these stones into building blocks to build the wall. "How will I ever complete the wall? Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit." What's happening here? The messenger angel called me to attention. Why? Because you thought you can't do it. And I want to be very practical this morning in bringing this to my heart and your heart by the power of the Holy Spirit. Zechariah 4, verse 6 to 7, "Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord." It's a pandemic time. It's COVID-19 time. It's a time when businesses are closing, financial difficulties. It's a time of huge corruption in South Africa. It's a time of political upheaval. It's a time that in the ANC, the governing party of the country, there are so much strife. It's a time of illness. It's a time of uncertainty. the education system of South Africa is crippled. And so we can go on and on and on. And you have to go to work today. You have to do something today. You have to get food on the table, petrol in the tank. Your life have made a turn. And perhaps you do not know where to turn to. Hear the word of the Lord God, child of God. If you are in Christ Jesus, if you are God's child, this word, I believe, the Lord has given to me to tell you this morning. Stand up, be awakened out of your deep sleep, as Zechariah 4 says in verse 1. The messenger angel again calls you to stand to attention, says verse 1 in the Message translation of Zechariah 4. You are being called to stand to attention. Come on, stand up. Your time of lying around and being depressed it's over. Be wakened out of your deep sleep, says verse 1 of Zechariah 4. And then verse 2 and 3 says, what do you see? Ask the Lord, what does this mean? Can't you tell? The messenger angel said to Zechariah. No, sir. And then he said, this is God's message to you. You can't force these things. They only come about through my spirit, says God the angel army. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit. The Message translation translates this into these words. You can't force these things, not by might, nor by power. They only come about through my spirit, says the Lord God Almighty. What are you trying to force? With your might, with your power, and it seems not to be working. It only comes about through the Spirit. And this big mountain in front of me, it will become nothing but a molehill. Not by might, nor by spirit, or nor by power. What is the word? I want to take you into the deep Hebrew text this morning to understand. You can't force what you are asking from the Lord. Might, not by might. Chayil is the word in the Hebrew for might. Not by might. Chayil. What does it mean? It means you can't use military force. You can't use your own power, your human power. So you can't use an army to bring about what you want to bring about. You can't bring about that what the will of the Lord God in your life is to bring about. There's another message. You cannot use God's word as a stamp of approval to put onto you what you will. Seek the will of God. Not asking God to put a stamp of approval onto what you want and will. So not by chayil, not by might, not by military power, not by human strength, not by putting and asking the Lord to put a stamp of approval on your will, what you want. Then he says, not by power. Not by power. Kiachi is the word for power he uses. It means not by your best negotiation skills. You can talk yourself in, you can talk yourself out of a situation. but you won't achieve anything by sitting around tables and negotiating. Onderhandelingsvermoë, welsprekendheid. The gift of the gab won't bring you anywhere. Not by power. And the word power here, ki achi in the Hebrew, is the negotiation skills you may have. The gift of the gab won't bring you to the realization of the will of God. But what then? If not by might nor by power, then by my spirit. Ruach is the word he used. We know that word. It's the breath. It's the wind. It's the breath of God. It's the wind of God. By my spirit, the breath, the wind of God. When God made the heavens and the earth, says Genesis 12, he used his ruach, his breath, his wind. 2 Samuel 22:16 and Exodus 15 says, when they came to the Red Sea, God Almighty opened the Red Sea with ruach, with a wind, and they could go through. Ezekiel's vision, Ezekiel 37, go and read it. Ezekiel 37 verse 1 to 14, do excuse me, I have a cold. Ezekiel 37 verse 1 to 14. When those dead bones comes alive, God uses his breath, the wind, the ruach. Come on! Perhaps you are in sinking sand in a coronavirus time and pandemic and running around like a afkophoener and you do not know where to turn to, child of God. Because you do not take God's word into consideration to get God's will. And not only to have your will and asking God to put a stamp of approval onto your will instead of seeking God's will. Not by might. Chayil. Not the military might. Not your human power. Not your power, kuachi, not by power, not your gift of the gab, not your negotiation skills, talking you in or talking you out of a situation or a contract around a table, but by my spirit, child of God, the breath with which the Lord made the heavens and earth, says Genesis 12. That's where we have to get our power. When the Red Sea went open, Exodus 15 verse 8 and 2 Samuel 22 verse 16. Ezekiel 37 verse 1 to 14, where Ezekiel's vision saw the dead bones coming alive by the Spirit of the Lord. This is what is necessary to rebuild the temple. Yes, because the work, the skills, the way of doing it, they don't know how to do it. They don't have building material. They don't know how to complete the temple. The skills are gone. So they can't use their might nor their power. Verse 7 says a very important thing. Even when the mountains of impossibility is against you, practical and personal, when everything is against you as a mountain of impossibility in front of you, and you can't make any way forward, only by God's Spirit. When every detail is under his control, then your service, then your life may start glorifying the Lord in worship. Why is Ezekiel saying this in Ezekiel, or rather Zechariah saying this in Zechariah 4 verse 6 to 7, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit? The main reason is that Joshua and Zerubbabel must be encouraged to go on and not look at the mountain of impossibility in front of them. Die doelwit van hierdie visie van Zechariah, die hoofrede van hierdie doelwit, is om die twee leiers, Joshua en Zerubbabel, te bemoedig. Hulle het net 'n herinnering aan God se onuitputbare bronne. Bring het na 'n werklikheid. If you only have wonderful remembering ideas of the past, like Joshua and Zerubbabel, of God's sources. Come on. If you and I are called to do God's will, and it seems as if there is a mountain of impossibility in front of me, and I only have past remembrances of the power of God's Spirit, remember, I am with you to reinforce you, to prove to you Joshua and Zerubbabel. You can. Not by your own might, not by your own power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. You think the mountain is so big? Next to Zerubbabel, the mountain will become a molehill. You will proceed to set the cornerstone in place, accompanied by the cheers of the people, yes, 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 do it, because God's Holy Spirit is in control. Lord God Almighty, awake us from our deep sleep, call us to attention. Father God, tell us that we can't force new things. It comes only about by your Holy Spirit, not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord God Almighty. Amen.